I'm Justin Brune, I play the bass.
I'm Nate Sipe, I play fiddle and mandolin.
Kevin Knebel, I play the banjo.
Matt Cartier, I clog and play the fiddle.
Jay Lenz, guitar.
Pertnir Sandstone formed over a decade ago, first as friends jamming in their Minneapolis living room. Fast forward a few years, and they're touring the country and performing on Prairie Home Companion. They credit music festivals in Wisconsin and Minnesota for helping shape their sound and performance. And now, they're hosting their own festival in Eau Claire. Blue Ox Music Festival is this weekend, and it features bluegrass, Americana, classic country, and more. Pertnir Sandstone says bluegrass, a style of music that's been around for centuries, is thriving in the music festival scene for a reason.
The one thing about bluegrass festivals especially, but in the music in general, it's very cooperative. So camping out and hanging around campfires and playing music with other people all night long, and it's a different kind of scene than a lot of other kinds of music as far as the festivals go.
Yeah, I think the really casual nature of folk music really lends itself to attracting a lot of different people. And from that, you have a lot of different bands that form really organically like we did. And if they keep doing it long enough, they're going to be able to travel the country, and then we're all going to meet each other. And then somewhere on the end of the rainbow, there's like a big happy place where we're all going to end up.
You talked before about your early days starting out and how the Minneapolis music scene embraced you all. Can you talk a little more about that?
You know, I think that traces back to decades ago, back in the 60s and 70s, you know, during the folk revival that occurred in Greenwich Village, New York, and elsewhere. Also happened in West Bank, Minneapolis. And there's a lot of early string bands that came out of that scene, ragtime and blues, jazz, the kind of Western swing stuff that you commonly hear on Prairie Home Companion is kind of a signature Minneapolis sound in my mind. And those people are still around, they're still playing. Many of them are active in Minneapolis, playing the bars and the theaters still. It was a vibrant source of inspiration for us.
So should we talk about Blue Ox?
Yes.
Yeah, so last year was the first annual Blue Ox Festival, and it's something that we do in partnership with Country Jam, which is a great group of folks located in Eau Claire, Jim and his family. And he had kind of said, you know, it might be interesting to have a bluegrass stage at our big country festival we throw every year, which is a really big deal festival.
Huge.
And so we said, well, you know, I don't know, people that are there to see those headliners might not be so interested in us, and we'd be super interested to think about what a separate bluegrass festival looked like. And we've been able to curate that, you know, with this amazing partner that's got such a strong operation behind him.
You know, the community that really thrives in Minnesota, Wisconsin, the Dakotas, you know, like, we've gotten really close with a lot of these bands, and we feel that this is our festival, we're helping curate it, but we think of it more of the region's festival. Like, this is something that we can all be proud of existing in our area.
That's Minneapolis-based Pertnir Sandstone. They're hosting the Blue Ox Music Festival this weekend in Eau Claire. It'll feature a number of national acts, like Bela Fleck and the Flecktones and Del McCurry, and regional mainstays, like Charlie Parr and Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio.